Welcome back to the Good Land Podcast, where we uncover local stories, oftentimes focused on our high school, Dos Pueblos. Today, we'll be telling you about the grand opening of the Virgil Ealings Media Arts and Communications Center. I'm Trevor Cuevas.
And I'm Ethan Perez, and this is the Good Land Podcast. Dos Pueblos has opened up its cutting-edge Media Arts and Communication Center to bring up the next generation of journalists and artists.
Funded with grants and donations, this state-of-the-art facility represents over 5 years of dedication and hard work. John Dent, the esteemed DP News and Yearbook teacher, has worked tirelessly with the school district to create a student creativity center. We caught up with him to hear more about the story behind this building. What was the process behind the creation of the building?
Well, when we were working in our space in T3, we were struggling with programs falling over each other with Yearbook and DP News all around. And I kept trying to figure out how could we expand, where could we go, how could we support both programs and support the idea of growth. Amir Abou-Shahir came to me and said, hey, there's this grant. It's the same grant that we applied for to get our first building. And I know you've always talked about this expansion and had a dream about expanding. And what do you think? Do you want to apply? I said, sure, let's see what we can do. And he and Emily Shahir really, really helped to helped me to figure out how are we going to do this and what we're going to do. And it was a vision in my head that I never really thought could become reality. But thanks to them and then the team of teachers that were doing media, we sat down and we talked through what could work and what would work and what would be best for us. Hopefully, students start to see that and see, hey, could we try this? Could we try that? And we make that happen.
Another supporter of this new building is Principal Bill Wittard. In his speech, he mentions the value of journalism skills in the world today. As media evolves, Dos Pueblos students are urged to explore new formats like podcasts and short films. We talked to Mr. Witter to hear his thoughts on the opportunities that this new building gives students.
It actually is, it's almost symbolic of the direction the school, where we want to take the school in terms of a project-based, interdisciplinary learning environment for all of our classes, all of our courses, all of our departments. So the ability to collaborate across disciplines. The reason this building was conceived and designed the way it was to really impact the school as a whole as a model of how we can do things school-wide. So having all of the medias together and having photography and yearbook and video production, graphic animation, all being able to collaborate in one space is the vision we have for other departments as well, too. So I think like 10 years from now, you would see this happening at lots of other places around campus, too.
You said that you took journalism classes while you were in school, right?
Yeah, I was trained to be a journalist. My first job out of college was working as a sports copy editor and a sports reporter for the Pasadena Star News. it was in my blood. And then when I started teaching, I always wanted to get back into journalism. So in 2010 or 11, I took over the Charger account when it used to be like just a monthly like hard copy, and we went online. We got NewsHawk to come in and kind of mentor us and created the Charger account online site. And then over the years, it got kind of, you know, it went up and down with like we had different advisors, and now we have like a vision for that to really be a key component of all of our media on our campus.
So what does this new building mean to you? So
I mean, it's just great because it's been such a long time coming. I mean, we started this process in like 2018. And, you know, it took 6 years, and to finally see it happening is just, it's awesome. And like we said at the ribbon cutting, like having it just teeming with, you know, student creativity in all places is exactly what we wanted it to be. And despite all the headaches of construction, every time I come down here, I'm like, well, this could have been just portables. Like, so glad we didn't do that. Yeah.
Quiet on set.
I have a good feeling about where these new buildings are going, especially with Mr. Woodard being so passionate about the project.
The superintendent of SB Unified, Hilda Maldonado, also talks about her passion for journalism in her speech, as well as the Media Center's role in supporting creative talent in students.
Our world needs journalists. creative artists, and this program helps people fulfill those unique opportunities for both visual and written communication. I wanted to be a journalist growing up, so for me, this program signifies something that is an incredible gem for Santa Barbara Unified, and I wish I could take back time and be a student myself.
The ribbon cut symbolizes the new creative future that will be possible of students here at DP.
Three, two, one.
And that concludes today's episode of the Goodland Podcast. The grand opening of the Virgil Ealings Media Arts and Communications Center holds a promising future for the students of Dos Pueblos, and we are excited to see what it will bring. Thank you for listening.